So could you briefly summarize what the key issues of these demonstrations are and why people are on the street today?
Okay, there's somewhere between 5 and 10,000 people on the street today. It's the No Borders Day of Action as part of the Copenhagen Climate Summit. Because what we've been hearing over the past week is a lot of people talking about, a lot of charities and NGOs talking about climate change, but not talking enough about climate justice, talking about the social impacts on the ground of people affected by climate change, by floods and by droughts. What we're seeing all over the world is hundreds of thousands of people are being displaced by climate change. Climate change and militarization are the prime causes of displacement. And what we're seeing is the government who are just putting up their borders and saying, okay, you know, we in the rich industrialized nations, we may have caused the problems, but we're not going to support you. We're not going to stand in solidarity with those who are already being affected now, not 50 years down the line, but people who are being forced from their home, forced migration out of their homes, out of their communities right now because of the rich industrialized nations' addiction to economic growth before putting the planet's sustainability and people first. So thankfully people are out on the streets today saying no to closing of borders, freedom for movement for all, and a recognition of climate refugees within the United Nations narrative. There's still the 14 summits and probably, you know, maybe this summit too, there's still going to be no recognition of the concept of climate refugees. So we're really trying to put it on the map, and we're connecting the issues between climate change, social justice and militarization.
What does climate justice mean to you?
Climate justice means to me that climate change isn't some abstract thing which is happening 50 years down the line, but impacts people on the ground now, and not just anyone, but specific demographics of society are being impacted. What we're seeing is white, wealthy nations who are causing most of the problems, and black communities in the global south, and poor and predominantly black communities in the global north who are bearing the impacts of climate change now. Climate change is an issue of civil liberties. It's no more now an issue of moral righteousness, and we should care about climate change because it's the right thing to do. But people are dying right now as we speak, not just because of floods and droughts, because people are pulling up their borders and not standing in solidarity and trying to understand the issue of people who are being forced to leave their homes because of our actions and because of the, you know, government's greenwash and continual addiction to economic growth. So it is such a social justice issue, climate change. It is an issue of civil liberties, and more than that, it's an issue of self-defense. We need to defend our communities from the impacts of climate change, and we need to stand up before it's too late, whilst we still have a chance, and break down the systems of perpetual economic growth of capitalism before the planet's sustainability.